News Services Division of Akashvani presents Employment News.
Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. And now to start with, the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India, has announced the setting up of All India Institute of Medical Sciences in Rai Bareli, Uttar Pradesh, Rajkot, Gujarat, and Madurai, Tamil Nadu, under the Pradhan Mantri Swasthya Suraksha Yojana. Applications invited for the post of Deputy Director Administration on a transfer or deputation basis for each of these aims. The position is in level 13 of the 7 CPC pay matrix. The application deadline is 45 days from the date of publication of the advertisement in the Employment News. The detailed advertisement and application format available on the Ministry's website at https://www.mohfw.gov.in or at https://pmssy.mohfw.gov.in. The Small Farmers Agribusiness Consortium, SFAC, an autonomous body under the Societies Registration Act 1860, is inviting applications for the post of Deputy Director, PDF, on deputation. The position is in pay level 11 of the 7 CPC. Applications should be submitted through the proper channel to the Managing Director, SFAC, NCUI Auditorium Building, 5th Floor, 3 City Institutional Area, August Kranti Bagh, Hoskast, New Delhi, 16. Clearly subscribed, application for the post of Deputy Director, SFAC, and the deadline for applications is 30 days from the publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. Detailed information and application forms can be found on the SFAC website at http://www.sfacindia.com. Kamala Nehru College, affiliated to the University of Delhi, located in August Kranti Marg, New Delhi 49, has announced vacancies for various regular, permanent, non-teaching positions. These positions are subject to approval by the competent authority and come with usual allowances permissible under university rules. The vacancies are Administrative Officer 1 post, Level 10, unreserved, Senior Personnel Assistant, 1 post, unreserved, level 7. Senior Technical Assistant Computers, 1 post, unreserved, level 6. Junior Assistant, 5 post, 3, UR, 1 SC, 1 ST, in level 2. Library Attendant, 4 posts, 3 unreserved, 1 SC, in level 1 pay scale. Laboratory Attendant, Psychology, 1 post, PWBD, hearing impairment, in level 1, Laboratory Attendant, Geography, 1 post, unreserved, in level 1. For complete details, including instructions, general conditions, eligibility criteria, scheme of exam, schedule of exam, and the application form, kindly visit the website at www.knc.edu.in. The link for submission of applications is available at dunivoud.ac.in. The last date for receipt of application forms is 21 days from the date of publication. The Tata Institute of Fundamental Research, TIFR, an autonomous institute of Department of Atomic Energy, Government of India, and a deemed to be university located at Homi Bhabha Road, Mumbai, has announced vacancies for post tenable at the Cosmic Ray Laboratory in Ooty, Tamil Nadu. The vacancies are for a laboratory assistant, 1 post, pay level 3, age limit 28 years. work assistant, one post, pay level 1, age limit 28 years. Applications will be accepted only online. Candidates eligible for age relaxations as per the Government of India rules are required to submit applications by post along with relevant certificates in support of age relaxation. The last date for filling online application is 22 days from the date of publication of advertisement. For qualifications, experience, general information, details regarding online submission of applications and any extension in the closing date, please visit https://www.tifr.res.in/positions. Institute for Social and Economic Change, ISEC, in Bengaluru, India, has extended the deadline for application for the backlog and general post of professor and associate professors. Kindly refer to the advertisement A/1/2024 and A/2/2024 dated 14th June and 18th June 2024, respectively. Indicate the new deadline for submission of applications is now August 14th, 2024. For more details, candidates should visit ISEC website at www.isec.ac.in. The Indo-Tibetan Border Police, ITBPF, under the Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India, invites online applications for the post of Constable for the year 2024. Vacancies available for both male and female candidates in various trades, including carpenter, plumber, mason, and electrician. The positions are temporary with a pay matrix levels 3 of the 7 CPC. Selected candidates will serve anywhere in India. Constable carpenter, 71 vacancies. Constable plumber, 57 vacancies. Constable mason, 32 vacancies. Constable electrician, 15 vacancies. The selection will include a physical efficiency test, physical standard test, written examination, trait test, and a detailed medical examination, review medical examination too. Candidates are advised to check the eligibility and ensure the email and mobile numbers are correctly provided, as ITBPF will not be responsible for any issues with admit card delivery. For more details on the recruitment process and to apply, visit ITBPF recruitment website. Candidates must be between 18 to 23 years old with matriculation or equivalent and 1 year certificate course from recognized industrial training institute in the relevant trade. Applications must be submitted online through ITBPF recruitment website at https://recruitment.itbpolice.nic.in. The online application window closes on 10th September 2024. Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go onto their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.
That was today's Employment News. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. It is also available on our mobile app and website, newsonair.com. You may email your suggestions and comments about this program on airnsdtalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject.